The Illinois Senate has approved legalized marijuana. The House could be next. So why do people who already have access to legal marijuana want this to happen?
It has helped me function. It has helped me get back to my everyday life.
That's medical cannabis user Alice Moss. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, May 30th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with some new reporting on State Senator Bill Brady's ties to the video gambling industry. Yesterday, you heard a report on this from ProPublica and WBEZ. Now GLT's Mary Cullen builds on that reporting and finds that the company linked to Brady operates half the video gambling terminals in Bloomington Normal.
State records show Ellsworth-based Midwest Electronics Gaming has brought in $18 million from video gambling terminals in Bloomington Normal over the last 2 years. That's the firm ProPublica reports has financial ties to State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington, the Senate Minority Leader. State and municipal records show Midwest Gaming licenses 174 terminals at 39 establishments in the Twin Cities. That's about half. Reporting from ProPublica indicates Senator Brady has been a sales agent for Midwest Gaming and is now listed as a person with significant influence or control. ProPublica says that means Midwest cuts Brady a check from ongoing terminal revenue. Midwest has terminals in 39 establishments in the Twin Cities. It's not clear how many of them Brady signed up for the company. After the state takes 30% off the top, Midwest Gaming grossed just under $12 million from its Bloomington Normal terminals. It's not clear how much Brady and his wife received through their company, Brady Ventures. Governor J.B. Pritzker is seeking an additional $90 million from video gambling next year, but a bill outlining the specifics is not yet public. A potential tax increase could mean a pay cut for Brady, but ProPublica says squishy state ethics rules might mean Brady could vote on the measure. Legislators have until the end of the day Friday to pass the hike. Brady declined an interview with ProPublica. I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is clarifying his comment made at a recent open house that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas does, quote, not behave like someone who's an African American. He says he was trying to make a point about the importance of diverse representation on city boards and commissions. The locally based Midwest Food Bank is helping victims of tornadoes that tore through Missouri's capital city last week. Midwest is sending a truckload of family food boxes to Jefferson City today. And Illinois Wesleyan University has a new chair for its board of trustees. It's 1974 graduate Timothy Zerlong. Zerlong replaces George Vineyard, who's been on the board for 42 years and chair for the last 14. The stories and more at WGLT.org. A flurry of action taking place in Springfield ahead of tomorrow's end of the legislative session. Yesterday, the Senate approved the recreational marijuana bill, which now goes to the House. Some of the biggest supporters of legalization are those who already have legal access to the drug, medical cannabis users. Today at noon and 6 p.m. on GLT's Sound Ideas, you'll hear from Bloomington Normal medical cannabis users. One of them is Alice Moss. She came home from work 4 years ago, walked into a nightmare. Her partner had shot himself, a suicide attempt that months later would take his life. The trauma was impossible to escape. They'd worked together at a Bloomington factory.
It was hard for me to resume normal everyday life activities. Still to this day, talking about it makes me sad, makes me hurt.
2 years ago, Alice joined the state's medical cannabis program to help with her PTSD. That's one of more than three dozen qualifying conditions. Alice and 61,000 other qualifying patients are now part of the state's program. The 66-year-old gets her medicine from the Green Solution in Normal. It's one of 55 dispensaries around the state. Alice says cannabis relaxes her. It helps her not think about what happened to her 4 years ago.
It has helped me function. It has helped me get back to my everyday life way of living. And I think that it's safer. I'm so glad that they did that as opposed to asking me to have a drink of alcohol.
What do you make of the marijuana legalization discussions that are happening all around Illinois right now?
I have been so thrilled to even hear that Illinois is willing to legalize marijuana for the purposes of recreational use. I have been thrilled to pieces because they have legalized it in other states, and you hear of less crime. I think that a person would rather go to a safe place, such as where they sell legal marijuana, as opposed to going to someone's house and just getting marijuana on the streets. I think that's so unsafe. I think it's a bad form of having to do anything. And I just think that legalization of marijuana, I think that if people do the math, they would see that they would have a lot less crime in their cities.
So obviously legalization of recreational marijuana is not, you know, it's not a done deal. This week is going to be a pretty big week in Springfield to see if it happens. Because there is a fair amount of opposition from all sorts of, from law enforcement, from some black leaders in Illinois and in our own community. What do you think about the concerns you've heard about legalizing?
I think that sometimes we get stuck as we age, and because for so long it has been illegal. And I think that if people would start opening up their minds and start embracing the new, I think we've got a new generation of people. I don't think that the young children would prefer to drink alcohol as opposed to recreational marijuana. I think it's needed in the city. I think that there needs to be a roundtable discussion for people that actually are opposing it, and I would like to really hear what their viewpoints are for actually opposing it, other than just because that's the way that it's been.
Hear more from Alice Moss and another medical cannabis user today on Sound Ideas at noon and 6 p.m. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.